Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We had a chance to visit with Raheem Morris. It is Dukes and Bell, our head coach. Admitting that last week was a debacle. I think we all know that. But how do they fix it? They are attempting to try to do that as they started practice today here at Flowery Branch. Mike and I is live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Dede, our executive producer, here with us as well. Our on-site engineer, Gordon, hanging out. And, Mike, want to play a couple of things for our audience in regards to what Coach told us. Guys, we tried to get into a lot of things that you're wondering about, we were wondering about. But he admitted that after the second field goal was missed, the team went flat. And I think sometimes we take the kicking game for granted, like, oh, it's not a big deal. The first one would have been a confidence builder, and we're on the board, it's 3-0. Don't know where the game goes at that point. We missed it. The second one was a 55-yarder, but it also would have given you a little bit of confidence to say, okay, things are not going right, but we're going to get on the board, we'll feel better. Here's what Ross said after we missed that field goal. And again, there were a variety of reasons why, guys, we lost this game. This is not it. But when you talk about the morale of the team, this didn't help. Here's Ross.
I didn't feel like we came out that flat. You know, I felt like we came out, we moved the ball, we got to the red zone. We missed the throw. You know, we missed the big throw that could have been a touchdown. It really changed the dynamic of that. I felt the team go a little flat after we missed that second field goal. You know, that was a big energy drop. That was a change. And we never got back. And I, like I said after the game, I said, put that on me. You know, you got to find a way to get those guys back. You got to bring them back. You got to find a way to get the energy up. And we'll do that. But you had that loss, and you don't want it to make you lose a game twice. You got to acknowledge it. I think you got to take credit for it. I think you got to own up to it. And then you got to take the criticism that comes along with it. And, like, that's what we're doing right now. You guys are here. You guys are questioning everything that happens up to that point. And everybody forgets about all the positive things that happen with either Mike or myself or even our coordinator for that matter. But that doesn't matter, right? You just talk about what's happening in the moment and you stay in the moment.
Because remember, guys, we hit the first field, and the first field goal was such a pathetic miss. I mean, it's just no other way to describe it. It looked me on a tee.
It was ugly.
You know, he was my driver. But so let's say you hit that. It's 3-0, right? Then it's 7-3. Then you get the gift because ETN muffs the punt. You're in business, man. Let's go. You're right there. No. Can't make things happen, and that's when that's again you get nothing out of it, miss field goal. So they were giving you every opportunity before the half to do something, right? And then they punt, and then because we had to burn the timeout because the helmet speaker is not working. If you missed that, that was part of the reasoning behind it. So now we can't call a timeout after Mooney does make the one play he made all day to kick a field goal. So that could have been 10-7, 13-7, or it's a whole different game. We blew it, you know. So that's where you're at. It's when things aren't going right. Like we talked about with Mike Hughes, there's just days when it ain't your day. What's the line from the Big Lebowski? Sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you.
That's right. It's true, man.
But still, there was mistakes that were. How do we correct all of those? Because there's a lot of mistakes to correct in this game.
Well, that's the thing. It would have been like if we just had one thing that we felt like we didn't do. Like for example, in week one, our offensive line didn't play well. They got called out. They got challenged. Week two, we ran the ball down the Vikings' throat. It was the one thing that needed to be fixed. The defense played well in week one, well enough to get you a win. It didn't happen. We left some plays on the field, but we knew going into week two, if this offensive line blocks the way they did in week one, we're going to get killed. They stepped up. Last week, it's not just one thing. And that is the concern heading into week three is like, okay, it was quarterback play. It was play calling. It was special teams. It was guys running routes or not running routes. It was just a variety of things. And then you add all of that together and you say, can you put a game plan together and fix that all this week? It's Dukes and Bell. Here's Rob, Mike, real quick, talking about, you asked him about the changes this week.
I said, like, you know, this guy was a pretty good coach last year.
Ike Hilliard.
You know, I mean, we had a 1,000-yard receiver. Mooney nearly had 1,000 yards. Ray had a career year. So it's like, what happened? What changed, right?
Yeah, and here's how he answered that.
You know, a lot of it, is, I wouldn't say the play calls are too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people.
Right.
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it. And that's what we're doing right now. The whole point of moving Zach down into the field, the whole point of finding a way to get some of those emergency calls out, to put more comfort in our quarterback so he can go out there and execute, getting him to call a little bit faster so he can go out and process everything and be able to get it done. Even if it's not the best call at the moment, it's something that he can process. He can go through the spots. He can get us all stuff done. That's where you got to go. You know, you can't worry about trying to be too perfect and doing some of those different things that happens to all of us when you're a perfectionist in this game. You want it to be the right way for the young man. But some of it, he can handle. Some of it, you can let him do better. Some of it, you can get it to him faster. Some of it, you can get it to him a bit different way. And we'll get those things done. I got a lot of confidence in that. We'll work on it this week. We'll work on getting stuff faster. We'll work on some of the mistakes if something happens. We'll be able to do those things. Things that you already done.
Right.
But it's just a way to put more emphasis on it when it happened in the fashion that it did.
The young man is obviously Michael Penix. That's Coach talking about addressing the play calling. So since he addressed that, because we'll let you hear what he said about the changes here in a second. But the play calling, the question there was, is it too long? Is the verbiage too much? And is that why we're moving slower to get to the line of scrimmage, make the play calls that we need, get guys set, and then go? We shouldn't have the play clock running down, guys, two consecutive games where it feels like there, whether it was miscommunication or not, Mike, something's going on here. So he was trying to describe, hey, here's what we're doing to try to address these play calls. Either way, if that happens on Sunday, it's going to drive me nuts. If we're not getting to the line of scrimmage and getting these plays.
There's no urgency.
And get going.
That's
let's go.
Thing. Right. And we talked to Coach, and again, you'll hear about Ike. We'll get that question answered in a second. But, you know, you have guys that aren't maybe lined up properly. They're not running the routes crisply enough. I mean, we talked about this with Dave Archer yesterday. So, I mean, and then Mike's missing guys when they're open. Because by the time he's processed everything you just asked, you know, that's the answer. But that's why I asked Zach Robbins today in his press conference, are you going to streamline things? And the impression I got is no. They've just got to execute. They've got to get the guys out there. But helping the young quarterback, so by the time he's so frazzled, now he's under center, 3-2, ball snapped.
Gone.
You know, and you're not seeing the field and getting to the guys like Pitts, who's been open, and some of the things that he missed yesterday on Sunday.
All right. As we're just assessing some of this, and again, we'll let you hear the full interview coming up later in the 5 o'clock hour as we got a chance to sit down with Coach here at Flowery Branch. Look, we all want answers, but I also think we all want results. And so no matter what is said today, and the reason why we are here week to week, guys, is we try to bring you the latest information on what our team is doing and what's going on. Mike, all this has to be applied. It can't just be talked about. It's got to be applied this Sunday, and that's when we're going to see the results. Here's the answer to the question Mike was talking about. The making changes this week, where Coach responds to what they're trying to do with the changes. Here is Raheem Morris.
No, you got to make the changes you need in order to go out there and win football games. And that stuff just happens. That's a part of our business. You know, we all signed up as coaches, and we all signed up knowing that could happen. We all signed up knowing those things can happen anytime, and that's just how those things go. You know, it's always tough. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard decisions. There's always going to be moments where you want to have to be able to talk about it and provide clarity. These are not those moments. Right now, you move forward. You find ways to make the organization better, and you get us to the next step. You know – With the kicker, you just got to go out there and find somebody that can make them. You know, we've kind of dealt with it, you know, dragged it on maybe a little bit too long. You put it on myself from last year or whatever the case may be. Took it to the competition of the offseason. Didn't work out. Now you're in that mode of finding one and finding somebody that can go out there and make them consistently. And we got to find that. You know, that's going to be critical at these moments. You see all these games throughout the week. They're going down to 3 points, and that won't change.
Yeah, if you listen closely right there, and not to quote a famous song right now, but on me.
Yeah.
Coach said that's on him. Hype me up. That's him. Last year, I waited too long with this kicking situation. Put that on me. Now we find ourselves here. He's taking responsibility. This is what my concern was in camp. And it was like, yo, nobody else is concerned about this. Now we find ourselves in a situation where he's like, we got to get the right guy.
Right.
Mike, I can't tell you Parker Romo's going to be the guy on Sunday.
No, but this goes back to the big picture stuff, which, you know, we try to say, guys, forget about what's happened in the past. This is this year. But this is the stuff, this is the dysfunction from the organizational standpoint, which gets people going, like, we have to argue every week. Same old Falcons. Because this was one, it's not Terry, it's not Raheem's job. You know, this summer to start calling kickers around the country. That's Terry Fontenot in the front office.
Bring me
job.
Some in here.
You know, so yep. When we bring in a guy, Lenny Creek, we had a guy asking today, what happened to Lenny Creek? I don't know. I mean, he's out maybe kicking today. They're going 75 yards. You just don't know which they're going to go right or left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you brought in Parker Romo. You should have brought in somebody. I don't know. The young man we just brought in from Pitt, who was had a tryout with the Steelers this summer, you need to bring in robust competition to really pressure Koo. We didn't do that. You had a public relations stunt with a guy who kicked in Germany. And now we find ourselves, you know, could we have won week one? We'll never know. But we never given the opportunity because the kicker couldn't make the play.
404-726-0929. Just some of the things Ross said to us. You want to hear what he had to say about that timeout and that delay of game situation? That's coming your way next hour. He explains to us what transpired.
All right. Is Ike being scapegoated or what is performance-based, basically, was the short answer.
All right. We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to. Mike mentioned Zach Robinson speaking today. We will talk about that when we come back with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Want to remind you, Thursday, that's tomorrow, guys. We are live at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Come on out and join us as we set the stage for not only Thursday Night Football, but looking ahead to the big college weekend and all the professional games as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game starting at 2. Wes joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch today, guys. Great conversation with Raheem Morris. Mike Hughes stopped by as well today. And we also on Wednesdays get a chance to talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, who joins us right now. And Wes, everybody knows what happened last week. We're in the building today, and everybody's talking about they had a good practice. And, you know, look, they are focused, and they're putting this behind them. It's the only thing they can do with the Commanders coming in here. I think for you, and I think for my question to get this started is, you've seen a lot of football. Teams bounce back from this kind of thing. It's so in your face with the fan base that a lot of us feel like, you know, and Mike and I have been talking to a lot of people this week, like this thing can, you know, you get punched in the face. How do you respond? How do you think this team responds?
I think it's a really good question, and I don't know that we've got such a small sample size of this team, Carl. You know, I mean, this particular team. I mean, same thing happened in Charlotte the year that the Panthers were rolling. Remember, they won 38-0, taking pictures on the bench and, you know, doing all that crap. And 2 weeks later, they came down there and Luke Kuechly couldn't defend Julio Jones, you know? I mean, and Atlanta won the game. You guys may remember that because that's the day Cam Newton got sandblasted by Deion Jones, too.
Yeah. Goal line, right.
And so anyway, I think we're going to find out. And you know, we've been talking about these first four games, and now the Bills kind of coming due on this, right? Because you need to finish 2-2. I mean, there's no getting around that part of it. Minnesota bounced back; they beat Cincinnati handily at home, so that makes them 2-1. You're already 0-2 in the division, so now you're going to have to play. You know, you're going to have to double down a little bit on the next, 13 games rather. If you want to get to the postseason, because you're 0-2 in the division, you did beat Minnesota, which will help you in a tiebreaker situation for the wild card. You probably need to win this one because I think behind Philadelphia, these are the guys. You know, it just feels like these guys, if Daniels can get healthy, they'll be the ones that have the best chance. So all that being said, beyond the loss at Carolina, this game is important for a lot of reasons, I think, on Sunday.
You know, Wes, I mean, there's so many things to unfortunately unpack. And as we said, just burn the game tape. All rookies are going to have a bad day at the office. It just seemed like Mike made things worse by the flat foot of the mechanics thing we talked about. I don't know where you fall on moving a coach off the staff 3 weeks into the season. But I know that Arch yesterday spoke to us about, you know, not having just even schematically where they're supposed to be on the field before we even get to running the routes. So you feel this wake-up call, for lack of a better word, will have that desired effect to the rest of the team?
I think it will. I mean, I hope it does in some ways. I mean, when people lose their jobs, that ought to tell you something if you're playing or coaching, right? Mm. There's not a lot of waiting around on this now. I mean, there's been a definitive sense of urgency about this year for a long time. I think we can all look back to last winter and, you know, remember some of the comments at the end of the regular season about, you know, where this team needed to go, and then look at what they did draft night to accentuate that. We've already talked about who they've been able to add in free agency, the Diablo addition in particular, and how valuable that's been. You know, they didn't wait around on kicker. They're not going to wait around on coaches. And so, you know, I kind of respect the layering of the way they've gone about doing this and the perspective they put on it, because as disappointed as the fans are and the players and coaches and broadcasters, everybody else that follows this team, they're now trying to get it right because they know the value of not just Sunday, but then you come back and you go through a bye week. Well, that bye week is early. So whatever is ailing the football team, you know, from a system standpoint, guys, I think they got to get fixed. And in doing so, then remember how the rest of the season runs. I mean, the rest of the season is going to be 13 in a row. It's not going to be, you know, seven take a break. You're going to have a Thursday night game thrown in there. Yeah, you got a Monday night game. You got some Sunday nights on the West Coast, things like that. But the reality of it is you're going to line up and play 13 in a row. And 13 in a row is going to be the test of a lot of this football team. So whatever's happened here in the first three or four games, you need to get this joker fixed, because if you want this season to be what you told the fan base and, you know, have talked about in the offseason – it's going to be pretty important starting Sunday. It's going to be uber important, regardless of winning or losing on Sunday, when you come back to play Buffalo on that Monday night.
Wes, I think positive, you know, one of the positives for our team is the way this defense has played. We just talked with Mike Hughes last hour, and you know, I said, look, for all the things that we're talking about that we need fixed, one of the things that we can hang our hat on right now is defensively, across the board. I mean, again, the mm-hmm. scoreboard didn't show it last week, but they again, you hold a team to 200-plus yards, it's a really good Sunday. Mm-hmm. And right. I think that's the positive that we have to also look at as they continue to build this offense and get it right.
Carl, they're still second in the league in the total number, 13th or 10th against the run. They're tied for the lead against the pass. Now, the scoring number went up, obviously, last week with the way the game was, but seven of those don't belong to them, right?
Right.
You know, the third down number to me is one that's got to get a little better. I mean, they're 17th going into this week in third down defense. They got to get a little better there. The red zone number, you know, teams are 3 for 5. It's still a very early sample size on that. But I do agree with you. I think they played well. They didn't get to the quarterback as much as they wanted to. They got, I think I heard you guys talking on Monday, they got beat with feet again like they did with Baker Mayfield on occasion by Bryce Young. If Jaden Daniels were to play Sunday, that's a different customer too. Now, you know, the way things are going, we're going to see Mariota in here, and he's going to look like the guy that, you know, contended for the Heisman Trophy at Oregon, I'm sure. But that's you know, it's just the way things are going, right?
It is.
But I think that, you know, I'm awfully encouraged by where this defense is through the first three games. I'd like to see the non-Bijan Robinson part of the offense catch it in terms of the momentum. Mm. I think Robinson has been terrific through the first 3 weeks. I mean, he made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what a couple times last week. And, you know, and I want to be able to see some of those things evolve offensively that I know Zach and Raheem and TJ and a lot of those guys involved and led coaching up front on the offensive line that I know they want to see happen, especially against a team like DC.
It is our man, Wes Drewham. That's Wes Durham. Him and Arch will have the call for Mercedes-Benz taking on the Commanders. Yeah, we can't get Mariota to beat us because that would just be downright humiliating. Wes, segueing to college football and the week of the Woods. Now, last week, you felt obliged to come in.
Wait, Carl,
yeah,
tell Mike what I did on Saturday.
He texted me.
Okay.
And said, they're done.
Well, we're still going to.
Now they're done.
All right. Well, then we'll move on past Clemson because Wes was defending Clemson, which is his right.
We had a great interaction. I love you, Wes.
Clemson's in a very strange place.
I was going to copy you on the text, Mike, but I know you were locked in on Florida State hanging 66 on Kent.
Well, it is kind of fun to go to a stress-free game, I got to be honest. It happens so infrequently. Wes, real quick, we talked about it with Brian McFadden earlier. Everybody who's an FSU fan remembers the ACC win streak being snapped by UVA back in 95. Warwick Dunn comes up like inches short, and UVA is going to be breaking out those throwback unis. It's a Friday night game in a very, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe the University of Virginia. It's not an intimidating atmosphere. It's almost like you get lulled to sleep. Florida State, on trap watch, you buy in that UVA can get the job done.
Yes, I am. I just saw UVA Saturday night, and they sling the ball around the yard. They've got a decent run game. They got a little banged up in the offensive line. I think Florida State, the touchdown, I mean, like normal world, Mike, Florida State be a 17-21-point favorite. Virginia, this is Tony Elliott's best team in Charlottesville. Chandler Morris is terrific at quarterback. They've got three talented running backs, headlined by Jamari Taylor. And I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. Now, it's a test for Mike Norvell because they're on the road, right? I mean, they need to go someplace, win a conference game, you know, value the football, do all the things they've done so far. Now,
and not look ahead to Miami, too, Wes. Sorry to cut you off.
Well, that's the other issue. Because you're going to need their full attention next week. Don't go up there and, you know, to quote the manager in Bull Durham, lollygag around in Charlottesville and find yourself, you know, climbing for your lives in the fourth quarter. Go up there and execute. Castellanos stays within the framework of what Gus wants to do. And then Florida State, Miami, then on October the 4th, will be something unbelievable. Because this is the game that the ACC's waited since the early 2000s for.
Yeah.
You're talking about potentially two teams in the top six playing in early October with, regardless of who wins or loses, the other having a chance to still stay in the hunt of the expanded college football playoff.
Wes, where are you at this weekend, by the way?
I am going to Central New York to see two teams off wins. Syracuse, who dismissed Clemson.
Love Fran.
And Duke, who beat NC State.
Sure enough.
Right.
Yeah. There we go.
You I know their quarterback got hurt. It's Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He calls college football as well. He'll be calling the Falcons Commanders game on Sunday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know they lost their quarterback. How much does that hurt Syracuse?
Well, the quarterback battle in Syracuse went all the way till 10 days before the opener against Tennessee with Steve Angeli beating out Ricky Collins. You may remember Ricky Collins at LSU with Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels 2 years ago. That's going to be Syracuse's first guy on Saturday who will start. It's his first career start. But Ricky Collins is more than capable. And Fran Brown, you know, did a nice job at Georgia, won 10 games a year ago in his first year at Syracuse. His team is offensively geared. They obviously showed that on Saturday at Clemson. It'll be interesting because Darian Mensa, who left Tulane and went to Duke, he's also a terrific start too. So we should have a I jokingly told somebody today in Syracuse, we could have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Toronto Argonauts if we're looking for a rouge in the center line if we're not careful at Syracuse on Saturday.
Hey, Wes, before we cut you loose, you see another high-scoring game for Georgia? And is Alabama going to be able to exploit those corners the way Tennessee did? Georgia's pass rush, a question for some dog fans. How do you see that one?
I think I would be a little worried if I was a Georgia fan, only because at some point Alabama's going to put it together against somebody good. So in order for Georgia to feel better about themselves, they need to play to their capability like they did against Tennessee in the second half.
Yeah, totally agree. Wes, thanks again, as always. Have a great call this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Look forward to it. Take care. Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. All right, guys. And the whole Clemson thing, you got to listen every week. We were talking about Clemson on our pre-show.
Basically, we proclaimed them dead.
Yes. And Wes called the show last week and was saying, hey, what are you guys talking
about? Back.
Yeah, not really, Dabo. And then they lost this week. And so that's what we were discussing from last week. Got to listen every day, all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we've got more to get to.
All the text messages, I'm praying for you. Everybody sending me devotions.
They're done. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, have the suits with sneakers movement gone too far? Mm. Some folks are taking shots at our Ryder Cup team compared to what the Europeans were wearing at the big gala last night. Also coming up, did you see the 70s throwback show on CBS?
I did.
Some say that it was one of the greatest things we've seen on a halftime or pregame show. We'll explain. It's all coming up in Guy Talk next, live from Falcons HQ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Where to play is play. Busy week for Dukes and Bell today, the only radio station live from Flower Branch. Also asking penetrating questions of our offensive coordinator. Thanks to D-Led. I mean, I just asked a few questions, but D-Led's like, Mike's out here grilling the coach. I said, no, that was not the case. But, again, we're up here at Flower Branch tomorrow, guys. We're going to be at Loyal Tavern right off of Canton Street, right? Main Drag in Roswell.
It's going to be a good time. Fun spot. And, again, we're inviting you guys to come out and hang out with us. We love making our way around town, man. Look, we've been on the south side. We've been out to Lawrenceville. We even went up, speaking of Flowery Branch, we were up here doing camp at Flowery Branch at Buffalo's Cafe. But we're going to be at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. So making our rounds, man, and come on out and hang out with us.
It's going to be a blast. And then, yeah, man, Friday, Carl mentioned we're going to be at the Grindhouse on Lumpkin. So that's going to be a blast up there in Athens as we get ready for Alabama and Georgia. Hey, man, I didn't get to this because I was off Monday. But Tuesday, a lot of guys had hit me up on Twitter and said, did you see this? Don't really watch a lot of the pregame shows on Sunday mornings. But hats off to the NFL on CBS, basically doing the NFL Today throwback, which was pretty cool. They had the entire set redone to look like it was mid-70s, and they had Matt Ryan with everybody's wearing the wigs. It was great. James Brown had like this old school kind of like half fro, but the polyester suits, I thought it was brilliant. So they flash back, and Brent Musburger was in there as well. Of course, for those who don't know, You Were Looking Live comes from Brent back in the day. And I thought it looked great. I thought Matt Ryan was the best of all of them, although some folks felt Bill Cowher's outfit kind of took the cake. Looked like it was from Anchorman.
The best part for us as we were watching this, and my wife's like, what's up with the graphics? They did the graphics throughout the day.
Right.
So on every game.
Authentic 70s.
They had the graphics. And first of all, you realize how weak sauce that was. Because you're like, holy crap.
It's like an overlay.
That's the graphics we were watching. Right. We thought it was state of the art. As a kid, you're going, man, this is cool. It wasn't. It was terrible. And you think back, you're like, were we really watching the game? Because it looks like dots now when you look at this old footage. Anyways, the graphics were the best thing. It was cool. The way they had the names. And, yeah, Michelle and I were blown away, man, because she was like, you used to watch this? I was like, this takes me back. This is when I started watching football.
Right, Nate Burleson. I think they could have made his lapels a little bit wider. But, again, everybody else was loving it. They did do their own version. It wasn't Jimmy the Greek, but it was Rams-Eagles, and they had the check marks. This was all analog back in the old days. But the old board with, like, quarterback, offensive line, and, of course, the intangibles. And this is why I take it all the way back to my childhood. People ask, when did you have a nose for gambling? Or when did you well, my grandfather thought babysitting, his idea of babysitting was taking me to Belmont Racetrack. But it was watching Jimmy the Greek and Musburger and Irv Cross, Phyllis George. They would be doing like, I always got the kick out of that. You know, like, it's all about the intangibles, Brent, as the Steelers travel on the road to take on Burt Jones in the Baltimore Colts.
Back then, though, they only picked the games.
You weren't getting the spread.
I know most of you don't think that was a big deal, but none of these networks wanted to get involved with gambling.
The closest was ABC with Pete Axthelm. Would kind of print. He goes, "Would I touch this game?" You know, he kind of gave me a hint.
But
you know,
even the Greek and the Greek was a huge gambler, but he wouldn't tell you. Though they're favored by 7, and here's why I like them. That was the unique thing about it. When you look back, you're like, they're picking games, but they're just picking the teams that they think they're going to win.
Right.
Anyways, man, I loved it too. It was one of the best parts of the weekend.
And again, I know Jimmy the Greek was disgraced for obvious reasons, but it was part of it. It was just the personalities. Because Day-Day, it's like, who do you like this week, Greek? Well, I think it's a big weekend in Los Angeles with Vince Ferragamo taking over for Pat Hayden. Remember those kind of
it's unbelievable.
Anyway, but that was a throwback. Good job, CBS. And I thought, Matt, really, that looked great. Knocked it out of the park. Speaking of haberdashery, putting your clothes together, when the Ryder Cup gets together, they say it's about as big for the wives as it is for the players because they always have these galas. They were up in Sands Point on the North Shore of Long Island at this beautiful castle-looking thing. So it almost fits with the tradition. If we were over in Europe, you'd be at some place like this. So they found the one place that looked like Europe in Long Island.
Okay.
And that's where they had the gala last night. The U.S. players are wearing suits with sneakers, no ties. A lot of people said it looked jive.
Huh.
The Brits were in their best, finest suits.
Yeah.
Suit and
ties. Looking the part.
Formal shoes. And some folks feel John Rahm and his wife were the Ken and Barbie of this whole deal.
Look.
What's your take on that?
Well, look, I was going to say, style is what you want it to be, right? Now, I don't necessarily agree with it, but, Mike, we live in a country where you can wear and do what you want. I don't necessarily dig this look for what they did last
night.
I would have preferred us to come looking clean and mean like the Europeans. I want suited and booted, like, boom, look at our guys.
But right.
They didn't go that way.
Yep, and look, I get it. If you ever watched, you know, when SportsCenter a few years ago went to the everybody behind, no longer behind the desk, but now standing in front of the giant screen that they got to show off, you know, wearing those suits with the, usually they're the, like, I've got a, you and I got a couple of those shoes, the dress shoes with, like, the white sneaker kind of, like,
I got a
sole.
Lot. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got to be honest. I want to be, like, a fuddy-duddy, but I got to agree with some of the things I saw today on social media going, eh, not so sure about that. Meanwhile, I don't think you've got to tell a bunch of drunk New Yorkers to be obnoxious and loud, but Colin Morikawa, Curtis Strange, Paul Azinger, all calling on the New York fans to drown out the European fans that have made the trip to Bethpage Black. It all starts on Friday, guys, and there's different competition. You got best ball, you know, you got pairs mix, you got this, and we'll see how our team comes together. Historically, in the last 20 years, the Europeans just seem to play better as a team than we do generally.
They do.
But I don't think I have to worry about the New Yorkers showing their butt.
No,
and that comes with the territory.
Here's something, you know, I got a couple of friends up there. They're big in the PGA world, and they were saying, you know, they call this an exhibition, Mike, and I was saying, okay, great. Then why don't we get the matchups that we want? Right? If it's just an exhibition, because it's more than that. There's so much pride involved here, and you guys, for those, you know, again, you don't pay attention to the Ryder Cup, you'll see a little bit of the coverage if you're not watching football this weekend.
Football eat up everything, right?
But at the end of the day, like, I don't want to see Rory playing somebody I'm not interested in seeing him play, or vice versa, Scotty playing somebody on the year. I want to see the biggest matchups.
And certainly DeChambeau against Rory, because they've had all these war of words about LIV and the PGA and everything else. One more note on the Ryder Cup, guys. The U.S. players and captains getting paid this time around.
That's good.
Players and coaches getting $500,000, $300,000 of which must be donated to a charity. Europeans don't get anything for this. They just simply fly on their own dime. They have their own team, which arranges it for them, of course. But what do you make? Some people are saying you shouldn't be being paid or getting paid to represent the U.S. of A, for what it's worth. Keegan Bradley said this is basically more in line with where we need to be. He said the PGA of America came to me, wanted to bring the Ryder Cup into the, air quotes, present day. And, of course, the charity dollars, some people feel this is better than kind of going to the mystery fund of the PGA and what they do with the money.
Yeah, look, I don't have an issue with this. You know, whether you feel like they should or shouldn't be paid, and they're paid a lot of money, these additional things that are now on these guys' schedule, it's still time, effort that they're putting in, and I think this is where it should be. Look, the reason why LIV was created is because the PGA wasn't taking care of the guys in the first place. So if you're telling me they can earn some extra coin in doing this, I'm all for it, and I have no issues whatsoever with it. I don't ever think, like, Mike, when we talk about, you know, oh, they shouldn't be getting more money, I'm like, okay, well then, you know what? Microsoft, stop making programs. Like Dell, stop making computers. They've made enough money. These guys are doing – it's a service. They're going out there and providing their service. I don't have a problem with them getting paid or being compensated for it.
Hey, man, we're talking guy talk right here. Just tuning in on Dukes and Bell. We spoke with Coach Raheem Morris. Why did he fire his wide receiver passing game coordinator coach? What's up with the kicking game? What's up with our offense? Why are we still rolling with the pistol? All this will be answered. Coming up, guys, in the big 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. Baseball. I guess we all knew this was coming, but it finally made it to the national news. I saw this last night on ABC. Robot umpires coming to baseball. Yes, we've had it in the minor leagues. We had it in the All-Star game at Truist Park. But this is it, man. ABS challenge system is coming, and it probably it couldn't get here any sooner. They're saying there's basically about 1,000 missed calls a week, mostly, of course, balls and strikes.
That sounds like a lot.
Umpire Roberto Ortiz apparently missed 25 calls in the Brewers-Padres game on Monday night.
How? How
do you miss? Because he's incompetent.
How do you miss that? Well, then he shouldn't be an umpire.
Thank you.
So yeah,
now,
man,
we'll have this challenge system, but again, in real time, the technology has existed for years, but we're finally going to.
I love it. And look, I know you could debate how many challenges of a particular team, or, you know, should you have an inning and all of this kind of stuff.
Right.
At the end of the day, the thing that is shocking about this whole ordeal is it's not going to take as much time as you thought. Right? Tap my head, challenge, video,
Right.
Move on.
Real time. Boom.
It's not going to take a lot of time. So for everybody, it's like, oh, it's about to slow baseball down again. It's not.
No, they've got it streamlined. And in the words of Cam Newton, yeah, some of these calls have been egregious.
Egregious. Yeah.
Yeah, just it's you because when you watch it at home, now sometimes the home plate camera, if it's not dead straight, it does. It can be offsetting. But if we know they've got the technology, that what was it, the Cyclops that they use in major tennis, so we know that things work. You ever pull a high school prank back in your days as a high school student?
Many, many.
Me too. What was the craziest thing you did?
I can't talk about it.
We took our shop teacher had a little Fiat convertible.
Yeah.
And about 10 of us got together. We lifted the car. We put it on top of a dumpster.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, we all got in trouble.
I was going to say, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is, they didn't take that one.
Yeah,
well.
I just don't need anybody calling me going, oh, I heard him on the radio admitting he did it 20 years ago.
It's already, I've already been in trouble.
25 years ago. No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
That already happened. My dad, remember my dad screaming at the superintendent of schools. And granted, it was a prank, but, you know, my dad was, at least he had our backs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The only parent that did, all the other parents were like, we're sorry. My dad's like, ah, the guy's a.
Co called you out.
Nobody liked this teacher, so maybe. Although some would say maybe my father was enabling my bad behavior. Either way, he did have our backs. The reason I bring this up, you may have seen the story. If not, a South Carolina high school staffer has been busted for reportedly using fart spray at a school.
Whoa.
In Florence. Florence High School teaching assistant Alexander Lewis, who's 32 years of age, apparently arrested for using what cops called a, quote, internet-acquired spray designed to imitate fecal odor.
Oh.
He bought it online, and again, if you want to maybe you want to spray it in the hallway. Apparently, this jackleg sprayed it into the vent system.
Oh.
Yeah, he bought it online and allegedly used it multiple times when school started back in August 25th.
I gotta laugh. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, according to Florence County Sheriff's, after students raised their own stink about it, this article comes from the New York Post. They're clever like that. School inspected gas and propane lines. They called the fire department in because, you know, now you're wasting people's tax dollars.
For sure.
They thought they had some air quality issues. Inspection of the school's air conditioning system found damage. Cost the district more than $55,000.
Yikes.
So apparently this stuff damaged the filters and everything. He was arrested last Friday, charged with disturbing schools as a non-student and malicious injury to property over $10,000. Hardy har frickin' har.
Yeah, that's hefty. I mean, that's a steep fine. But I got to admit, that's funny. I mean, look,
right.
We were all in high school. I always said, Mike, as long as nobody gets hurt, right? Did anybody get hurt? All right, nobody got hurt.
You ever have a teacher you thought was a narc when you were in high school?
Absolutely.
We did. That's another prank. We had a substitute that was definitely a narc.
Oh, yeah.
And so somebody got all our – everybody in my high school, either you were a cop, a fireman, or your dad was a stockbroker. So we got some police tape, and we had police tape all around her car.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because we kind of figured.
Did they get the joke or no?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get suspended for that one. LaRocca got that. You met Richie.
Oh, yeah.
He had a day on that one. Hey, that's your Guy Talk, kids. Sometimes pranks can be fun.
Sometimes.
Or not.
Long as nobody gets hurt.
Exactly.
All right, guys. We are live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, what did Ra have to say? You'll hear the full interview in the 5 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us. Braves 10-game win streak.
You never had any pranks?
Braves 10-game win streak snapped today. And also, we're going to hear from our offensive coordinator. All right, Day-Day, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I've been around when some pranks were done, but I didn't actually participate.
He's too straight-laced to be
pranked. No, he's not telling the truth. That's what that is. He ain't telling the truth. They ain't fooling me.
I've done a few things. Ain't nobody coming after me 30 years later.
No. I'm not putting it out there. Forget you. All right, man. We're coming back. We're live at Flowery. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts,
Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.